four living creatures, according to Ezekiel 1:10 and 28, are symbols of the attributes of God. They're angelic representations of the attributes of God. Turn back to the book of Ezekiel. Interesting, people see all kinds of things in Ezekiel, one of the most difficult books in the Old Testament to interpret. Ezekiel saw a vision of a wheel within a wheel way up in the middle of the air, as the song puts it. But it tells us what he saw and what it means. Ezekiel 1:10. As for the forms of their faces, they had the face of a man, face of a lion, face of a bull, and the face of an eagle. Same thing mentioned in the book of Revelation. Now look at verse 28. Here's what it means. As the appearance of the rainbow, Ezekiel 1:28, in the clouds on a rainy day, so was the appearance of the surrounding radiance. Such was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell on my face and heard a voice speaking. Everything you saw, Ezekiel, all these intricate symbols, were a manifestation of the glory of God. What is glory? Glory is manifest excellence. It is the outward radiation of the inward nature of God. Glory declares outwardly what God is inwardly. Remember in John 1 it says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh, verse 14, and we beheld His glory. Now there are four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luther, and John, someone said. Now Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And the four Gospels are four different declarations of Christ, who is the declaration or manifestation of God. And in these four Gospels, these four symbols, what are the four symbols? The lion, the ox, the man, and the eagle are the fourfold manifestation of Christ in the world. In Matthew, Christ is manifest as the lion, king. In Mark, he's manifest as the ox, servant. In Luke, he's manifest as the face of a man, the perfect man. And in John, he's manifest as the eagle, the heavenly one, as deity. Manifest in his sovereignty, Matthew. Manifest in his ministry, Mark. Manifest in his humanity, Luke. Manifest in his full deity, the Gospel of John. Fourfold manifestation of God, the outward declaration of the inward attributes of God. It's a beautiful study. If you compare the Gospels, Ezekiel, and the book of Revelation, these symbols have profound meaning, but we don't have to guess what they are. They're spelled out for us in the Bible. Sure. Lion, Matthew, because that's the king of the beast. Ox, Mark, because that's the servant. Jesus is the servant. I came not to be served, but to serve and to give my life a ransom for many, Mark 10:45. Luke, the man, the face of a man, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost, Luke 19:10. And John, the eagle, the heavenly one, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The 24 elders, one of the difficult symbols in the book of Revelation, chapter 4, who were the 24 elders around the throne? Because it says when the Lamb was to open the book and then to unleash the seals, the 24 elders were going to bow before the throne. And in Revelation chapter 4, it says, around the throne were 24 elders, and upon thrones 24 elders sitting, clothed in white garment and golden crowns on their head. And then later on in chapter 5, these 24 elders sang with the hundreds of thousands redemption story. We'll turn back to 1 Chronicles 24 in the Old Testament. It's your Bible, a little exercise. It doesn't hurt to hear the rustling of pages. There, 1 Chronicles chapter 24 and verse 5. There are people who say the 24 elders represents the 12 patriarchs of the Old Testament and the 12 apostles of the New Testament. Put together, they represent all the saints of all time, 24. I don't think that's correct. 1 Chronicles 24:5, talking about Solomon's temple and the order of the priests. Verse 1, now the division of the descendants of Aaron were the priests, and then it names all of them. Verse 5, they were divided by lot, one the other. There were officers for the sanctuary, officers of Gad, from the descendants of Eleazar and the descendants of Ithamar. Now notice in verse 18, the 23rd for Delilah and the 24th for Maaseiah. There were 24 priests in Solomon's temple. The best interpretation of the New Testament is the Old Testament, and the best interpretation of the Old Testament is the New Testament. And the New Testament talks about 24 elders, and heaven is set up like a Solomonic temple. It's really the prototype of it, because there was a glassy sea. There was a sea in front of Solomon's temple. There was incense being offered. There was a priest. All of the basic symbols of the temple are mentioned. Heaven is patterned after that, or rather, it's patterned after heaven. So if you get to heaven and you see 24 elders, and you know that heaven is a kind of heavenly temple, Solomon was an earthly illustration of this heavenly temple, then you find out what were the 24 elders in the Solomonic temple, and the 24 were priests, 24 priests. So I would think a priest is a representative of the people of God. So the 24 elders represent, as a priest represents people to God, a prophet represents God to people, and that's why they were both prophets and priests. A prophet speaks to men on behalf of God. A priest speaks to God on behalf of men. So here are the 24 representatives of God's people sitting before the throne with crowns on their head. And when Jesus opened the seals of the book and leased the judgments on the earth to bring the kingdom of the world back into the kingdom of God, these 24 elders fell on their faces and threw their crowns before the throne. And you and I will not strut around Glory Street and Hallelujah Avenue in heaven with a bunch of crowns on our head saying, look what I've done for the Lord. You and I will bow before the throne and cast our crowns saying, you alone are worthy to receive glory and honor, praise and dominion. Then in Revelation chapter 4, verse 4, it talks about a rainbow. Now the rainbow is coming in for bad times today with the New Age movement, because it's kind of the symbol of the New Age movement. But I tell you what, I'm not going to let any New Ager or Constance Cumby steal the meaning of the rainbow. For me, I've got a rainbow in my window at home. I like the rainbow. God made the rainbow. He set it up as a symbol, and I'm not going to let anybody else steal that symbol. The rainbow in Revelation 4:4. Around the throne were 24 elders, and upon the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting clothed with white garments and golden garments on their head. And the rainbow is in verse 3. That's wrong. Verse 3, and he who was sitting was like a jasper stone and a sardis in appearance, and there was a rainbow around the throne like an emerald in appearance. So it should be Revelation 4:3 here instead of 4:4. Yes, 4:3, the rainbow was a symbol of God's promise, the promises of God which he gave. Remember in Genesis chapter 9, the first appearance of the rainbow, God gave the rainbow after the flood, and it was a symbol that he promised never to flood the world again, never to destroy the world by water, as he had done in the days of Noah. The interesting thing about this rainbow in heaven, however, is that it was green. It was emerald. It wasn't the seven colors of the rainbow. It was a green rainbow around the throne. Why green? Green is the sign of life. So here you have the promise of eternal life surrounding the throne of God, that we will never, never die. One of the greatest verses in the gospel to me, a verse that I used at my father's funeral, was the verse where Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? You know, there's one thing absolutely certain if you look around, and that is that everybody you know sooner or later dies. It's absolutely certain. And there's one thing just as sure, and that is that you can have eternal life and that the grave doesn't have to end at all. That Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. I was alive, I died, and I am alive again, and I offer you eternal life. crowns, Revelation 4:10, the rewards of God. Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 8 said, I have fought a good fight, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me in that day, and not to me only, but to all those who love his appearing. Jesus is returning to this world. Are you ready to meet him? Will you be singing, Nothing in my hand I bring, us I cling when he comes? Or will you have served him well and be able to cast your crowns before the throne which is encircled by an emerald rainbow of the promise of eternal life? This is the hope of the Christian, and it's possible for all who receive Jesus Christ by faith. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for its truth, for its glorious symbols, but more than that, for the radiant reality behind those symbols, who is your Son, Jesus Christ, who loved us and died for us, and who offers eternal life to all who simply believe, who simply receive by faith him as their personal Lord and Savior, in whose name we pray. Amen.